we are back. Phil Williams, right? If I can remember to turn on the microphone, that would be very helpful. I'm just yelling, and we're not back because I'm not on the air. Solid conservative, just playing right and remembering to turn on my microphone as we go. Hey, I gotta jump over to the text line for a minute. You guys want to text in? We got time. But right before we do that, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, man, ZLA Solutions has been tearing it up. They are a business that helps businesses. And they've been with us as a sponsor now since the entire time we've been a show. So ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com, that's their website. They are somebody who does all kinds of things to help businesses, but their bread and butter remains getting people and jobs lined up. They can temporary or direct hire, they can get you a staff. They can find you the onesies and twosies, the special people that you need with niche skills, or they can get you an entire shift of people. You tell them what you need, they'll work it out. But folks, I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions, they are good at what they do. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. And that's their mission in life, make your business better. So check them out. If you need people and you got jobs, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Looking over here at the text line, what all have I got? So, by the way, Trump has gone back to Mar-a-Lago. JT from Lacey Springs has texted in, says a thought to consider. To Mar-a-Lago, send Trump a pair of socks, a tie, a coffee mug, and a certificate declaring him a right side ruffian.
Ha! Yes.
I am thinking this might be a thing.
We're going to do that.
I'm thinking this might be a thing.
We're sending Trump a ruffian things.
Ruffian care package.
Ruffian care package.
Yeah.
Are we going to, like, drop it from a,
no.
You know.
I'm pretty sure we get taken out by the Secret Service.
Oh, that's true. It's like a balloon.
All right.
Shoot down the balloons.
JT
quicker.
From Lacey Springs, if we do it, we'll give you credit in the card we send with it, all right? James from Harvest, where are we on this one? Talking about Obama. He says, just because a guy knows how to drive a ship doesn't mean he knows how to be the captain. talking about Biden, I'm sorry. He says he only knows how to drive the ship because Obama showed him, so it's only natural he would do what he was taught. Yeah, there you go. Tyler from Huntsville wants me to talk about the world economy, and Tyler, I'll be honest with you, I almost did that today, but it's a segment that I think I'll do solo because, yes, the Chinese, it's called the BRICS Treaty. That would be Brazil, India, China, and South Africa have now formed together to begin devaluing the U.S. currency. More to come on that. Brian from Huntsville texted in and says, Finland beat Russia in World War II. How about that? He says, the Maginot Line versus a Siegfried Line. We got a new texter on the line, Nick from Altoona. Love having you on the show, man. Thanks for being a part of the show. Right Side Ruffian. And I see Glenn from Bluntsville is just talking about how he says protesters and politicians who decided changing the names of the bases, is that what we need? He said, my guess is they never served in the military. I am betting that you're largely correct. Danny from Decatur, seen a number of reports that Germany's military manpower and equipment are far from being up to date. I've seen the same thing. They've been spending far below what the NATO, I think they're supposed to be at, is it 2 or 4% of GDP spending on defense in order to be a part of the NATO alliance? But Trump's the first one to make them hold to it. David from Huntsville texted in and says, hey, to help discipline A.G. Bragg, Patriots ought to donate to their favorite Republican presidential candidate, I think is what he's trying to say. It came out differently in the text. But, yeah, I can see that. Let's just go ahead and make sure that we pick somebody. And then Rita from Scottsboro sent in an epic picture, a meme. Says the Manhattan grand jury is seen exiting the courthouse. There's like 12 people wearing Ronald McDonald clown fist suits. All right. And on that note, we find ourselves heading to the break. We'll come right back for the final half hour, and we'll start breaking it down. Number three on the triple dipper, the Trump card. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about we go way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, even parts of Georgia and even parts of Mississippi and even parts of Tennessee, all thrown in just for good measure. I am right now looking at number three of the Triple Dipper, the Trump card. And I can't help but pointing out a few ironies, all right? A few, like, deep-rooted ironies, like, wow. Like, for instance, story out on Fox News today recently announced that, you know, Stormy Daniels, the porn star with whom Trump allegedly had an affair in 2006, who was allegedly then paid off by Trump's former now-disbarred attorney, Michael Cohen, all right? And it was, you know, designed to keep Trump's reputation from being, you know, soured by allegations from a woman who received $130,000. There's no one denying she got $130,000, which I'm sure was involving a non-disclosure agreement, which she then disclosed. But the former president had his own countersuit against Stormy Daniels, and he was in that. It's, by the way, it's in the Ninth Circuit, and Eric Trump just tweeted out that Donald Trump has now been awarded $121,962 in attorney's fees from Daniels. How's that for irony? As Trump is being hauled into New York, you know, by DA Alvin Bragg as to whether or not he falsely filled out documents related to allegedly hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, you've got Stormy Daniels having to pay $121,000 in legal fees on top of the other $500,000 she already owes him from previous defamation lawsuits. Just, you can't make this crap up. I mean, Boomer, you got the jackassery thing for me? Can you just play it? I just feel we have to have it. Just saying. The jackassery knows no bounds right now. And then on top of all that, you look at it and go, okay, D.A. Alvin Bragg, he just gave a speech where he said, we do not ignore reckless white-collar crime in New York City. Really? You just ignore every other kind of crime? Here's more irony. You ready for this? D.A. Alvin Bragg said he will not prosecute prostitution. That's one of the crimes he announced he will not prosecute. So his office will not press charges or prosecute illegally paying for sex, but he will prosecute someone who allegedly paid someone for consensual sex to cover up consensual sex. Can you find me a more convoluted set of circumstances in which a DA is supposed to be presenting his job as just and even and for the people? Good Lord. Have I got a caller on the line? You better catch me, man. I'm on a roll. line one. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
You know, that's kind of convenient for Stormy Daniels that they're not going to prosecute prostitution because she may have to lay down on her back a few times to pay Trump off.
Oh, my gosh. Well, apparently she already has, and that's why she was, you know, a porn star, allegedly. But what do you think, man? Statute of limitations, is that your question?
Yeah, you know, everything I've heard so far is that if it was a misdemeanor, it had a 2-year statute of limitations on what he's charged with, and if right. It was a felony, it had a 5-year statute of limitations. So both those are up.
Yeah, so, they are.
What
they
getting charged with?
Well, that's a great question, and that'll be part of the motion to dismiss. I feel certain, and I think the judge is allowed to take up matters what he calls sua sponte, which means of his own volition. But the judge has not done that thus far. So there's probably going to have to be a motion filed by Trump's team asking the court to do away with these charges for that, those being some of the central reasons. You know, it's a New York state law, and they have their own laws and their own procedures, but they're not going to be so different. And if they have a statute of limitations that's 5 years, and this thing exceeds 5 years at best, what the heck, man? Why are we here?
Well, the thing about it is, Bill, is we've become a lawless state. A lawless country because nobody follows the law anymore, and there's no repercussions to it. Just like the election laws weren't followed, Biden got in. No repercussions there. you think of all the people in New York and everything is doing all these, you know, snatch and grab and beating people up and everything. They release them the next day, and you can't defend yourself. And what I was wondering, you know, when they was talking about the New York the other day that says you can't legally carry a firearm in New York City. Well, can if you can't, if you don't have your constitutional amendment, constitutional rights to Second Amendment, what other constitutional rights don't you have? Can you make somebody a slave? You know, can you? Are your rights being completely taken away if somebody wants to do that or whatever?
Because all I know is in the third hour of today's show, slavery was invoked, and all my naysayers are going to be all over that. That's all I know.
well, it's true that, you know, we outlawed slavery in the Constitution and everything, but apparently if we don't follow the Constitution in New York, I guess there's plenty of sex slaves there, and all these people coming in from the south of the border there that's basically in slavery, so I guess it's permitted, apparently.
You know, at this point, I mean, and granted, the laws do still mean something. They do, and we've seen, like, the DA of San Francisco was recalled because he wouldn't enforce the laws. The day's coming when the people of New York are going to find a way to grab back and get their I hate to say it, but it took a Biden – I mean, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan, and I am very hopeful that we're going to see the return to normalcy. I mean, you remember what it was like? I know you're old enough to remember, too, when in the Carter era, it was just so weird, and we were not respected on the world stage, and the economy was out of control, gas lines, all of it. And then guess what? We got a Reagan, and everything turned around. Leadership makes a difference, and I think we're going to see a 2024 that could bring a difference. I just hope we get there.
And Jimmy was, you know, for all his flaws, I think he at least was an honest man.
Yeah.
The one that's in there now. he don't know how to tell the truth if he hit him over the head, you know.
Yeah. President Carter, I didn't want him as president, but I could trust him to with the keys to my house if necessary. I wouldn't trust Biden with the keys to anything. All right, man.
No.
Hey, where are you at right now, Jeff? You on the way back up?
I'm hitting the Kentucky state line right now.
All right, brother. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, man. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. So several things that are happening right now. So first of all, yes, the arraignment did happen today. 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. I've got to look, but one article that I read earlier said that this does appear to be a Class E felony. Now, we don't even have a Class E felony in Alabama. Class D's as far as we go. But a Class E felony in New York is usually something that does not even involve jail time for your first offense. Of course, I think you can commit murder in New York City right now and not get jail time. But here's something else that happened today. The judge did deny attempts to have live cameras in the courtroom. So the judge is New York Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchan, and he said he would allow a limited number of videographers, photographers, radio journalists to be present, but he denied the motion to allow photos or live video during today's court session. I believe they've also said they're not going to turn this into a live camera feeding frenzy / circus. The judge's reasoning he put out, he said that Trump's arraignment has unparalleled public interest and media attention. The indictment involves a matter of monumental significance that cannot be disputed. Never in the history of the United States has a sitting or past president been indicted on criminal charges. He said, understandably, the news organizations want to fulfill their responsibilities, and they want access. But the interests of the news organizations must be weighed against competing interests, and the court is now called upon to engage in that balancing exercise. I would also say, by the way, the president, the former president who is the accused right now, he has a right to know he's not just being, you know, put into a cage and made to dance like a trained rat. What else have I got here that's worth bringing out? I had something. Oh, I know what it was. So there's a lot of comparison right now. Let me jump down through my stack. There's a lot of comparison right now to the John Edwards situation. A lot of folks are out there like, John who? Exactly. So John Edwards was a leading candidate for president back in 2008, Democrat, leading candidate. John Edwards was having an affair. John Edwards actually used campaign dollars to pay off his mistress to keep her quiet. By the way, John Edwards was a sleazeball, and John Edwards was also having an affair while his wife had cancer and then using campaign funds to pay off his mistress. They brought him up on charges, and the jury acquitted him. You can't make this stuff up. However, was there a precedent set in what is now being accused for Trump? By the way, these were not campaign dollars in Trump's case. And John Edwards was rich. Not Trump rich, but he was rich. He could have paid it differently, but he used campaign funds. So the jury did not find guilt in that regard. Fox News has a story dated yesterday about this, saying that John Edwards' hush money case could be good news for Trump and bad news for the Manhattan DA. And that one was one in which they literally decided to pursue it. It went all the way to trial, and he was acquitted. The jury did not agree. The jury didn't buy it. So here we have Bragg trying to make out that there was a violation of federal campaign finance law, filling out forms fraudulently in New York State. And yet, back in the day, we had political donors of John Edwards giving money to his mistress to keep her quiet, and somehow that was alleged to be a campaign finance law violation, and the jury didn't buy it. So they use what's called, where'd it go, the irrespective test. If it is something you would have done irrespective of whether you were running for office, in other words, you might have settled a claim with Stormy Daniels, even if you weren't running for president, then it becomes questionable as to whether it can be something that you can be held accountable for in a campaign because you would have done it anyway. So in this particular case, we have Michael Cohen, who was on retainer with Trump, who then used some of his funds to go and pay off Stormy Daniels. Trump never is on record as having asked for it to be done. We've got no indication that campaign dollars were used. The allegation is that somehow or another Trump's campaign benefited from this, I guess because he didn't have to deal with the press fallout right before the election that he had an affair with a porn star. Trump denies the affair, by the way. Never has admitted it. Sued Stormy Daniels for defamation and won. Just got awarded $120,000 in legal fees. Stormy Daniels maintains they had an affair. I got news. I'm not approving of this kind of behavior if, in fact, it actually happened. But everybody surrounding this is seedy, and there sits President Trump as the only one accused. The heck? You've got a porn star. You've got a disbarred lawyer testifying against him. You've got a DA who won't even prosecute prostitution. And then you've got the president who denies all of it. And, oh, by the way, those are misdemeanor charges that are ramped up to Trump's, you know, to felony levels for Trump. The whole thing is just shady as all get out. And if you're sitting out there right now saddened by the fact that our country's having to be dragged through this mess, I join you. If you're mad that our country's having to be dragged through this, I join you. If you just want to see a change and you want to get somebody else in office in 2024, I join you. But here's the thing. We cannot sit idly by and let this happen. Trump has got to beat these charges. He's got to beat them hands down. He's got to beat them hard. Because you know what? Otherwise, ain't nobody safe, in my opinion. We have got to get this thing behind us and behind us in a strong way. And D.A. Alvin Bragg needs to find some kind of rebuke in the middle of it. He needs to be rebuked hard publicly for moving on this. Even a report out right now, even Mitt Romney is defending Trump right now. Can you imagine? Even Jeb Bush is defending Trump right now. All of Trump's enemies and the people who are running against him are all saying, this is crap. This is jackassery. Boomer, hit me a jackassery and then take us to a break. That's it. That's like our outro music is just the... All right, you guys, stand by. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yeah! Solid conservative, just plain rhyme telling you. We'll be right back.